This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sang Huang Chia. The new bus route that goes from the MU Student Center to the Columbia's Farmers Market has yet to attract many passengers. The route's third day was Saturday, and only one person took advantage of the new busing system during the entire run that day. KBIA's Annie Trout reports.
The new route, which is partially funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, runs through the Mizzou campus as well as portions of central Columbia considered food deserts. Columbia Farmers Market spokesperson Caroline Todd says there's still hope.
We're hoping to get more riders on the bus, but we know that it takes 5 weeks for a new route such as this to catch on.
Todd says the farmers market is doing a number of things to promote the busing system.
We're advertising it on campus with maps, and we advertised it at Earth Day, and so we have the word out there. It's also on the website.
Todd says she hopes the new route will promote the farmers market and give access to locally grown fresh fruits and vegetables to people living in the food deserts. Annie Trout, KBIA News.
The Missouri House of Representatives has passed a bill exempting animal shelters from licensing fees. After increasing those fees just last year, the bill would exempt nonprofit animal shelters from the fees they currently have to pay. Representative Noel Torpe says the bill would also help commercial breeders as well.
There was an amendment put on that would, with commercial breeders, capping them, and right now they can pay as much as $2,500 per year in fees, and it would bring that down to $1,000.
The legislation passed the House with a 98-34 vote last week and will now be voted on by the Senate. Westminster College in Fulton is attempting to open a new branch in Mesa, Arizona. The Mesa City Council is slated to vote on a measure that would allow negotiation about leasing Mesa's old city court building to Westminster College for 5 years. According to a press release, Westminster proposes offering three programs at the campus in Mesa: transnational studies, international business, and environmental studies. This would be Westminster College's first branch campus. The press release says students would have the opportunity to move between the two campuses in order to experience the different cultures in Missouri and Arizona. Westminster proposes starting classes in Mesa in fall 2013. The projected enrollment for the branch campus would be 560 students by the year 2018. The state of Missouri paid tribute today to those who died while on the job last year. 117 people perished at work in 2011, including several in Joplin who were on the clock when the F5 tornado ripped through the city. Department of Labor Chief Larry Redmond recalled the actions of Christopher Lucas, who was the manager on duty at a Joplin Pizza Hut. Lucas had his employees and customers seek shelter in the kitchen's walk-in freezer.
Once the tornado hit, the freezer door would not stay shut. Christopher grabbed a bungee cord, wrapped one end around the door handle, and wrapped the other around himself. He lost his life. But because of his sacrifice, 15 people lived to tell his tale.
Family members of workers killed on the job were also recognized during the ceremony. Columbia is considering buying natural gas-fueled garbage trucks. Columbia Fleet Operations Manager Eric Evans says the cost of one natural gas truck could be paid off in just 4 years.
It will result in significant fuel savings over the life of those vehicles and for the citizens of Columbia to be able to use compressed natural gas in city operations.
Evans also says the trucks can be used up to 10 years. For KBIA News, I'm Sang Huang Chia.